Good morning and welcome back to Morning Messages. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kara Bradley, bringing you these really quick hits, these little snippets from pockets of my mind, my heart, little things I've learned along the way and things I've read, and just a conversation about awakening. This is really about awakening, and one of the things I've learned the most over these long decades of my life is that self-love, loving-kindness, being kind to yourself is the nectar, is really it's the medicine that I needed to really push forward into my personal transformation. But it also works for everybody else. It's not something I made up for sure. It's something I have learned along the way as I continue to dive deep into my own mind, body, and soul. And today I want to bring you another angle at this kindness path, on this kindness path, and that is your love object. Oh boy, this is a fun one. I have been talking in the last couple of days about being this hard-ass Brooklyn girl, you know, only girl between two brothers, hard-ass, having to be hard-ass entrepreneur, unfortunately, in running businesses, especially my yoga studio. You would think a yoga studio, of all things, you know, you can just be all light and open and airy, but no way. Having rent to pay, payroll to pay, classes to run, I had a lockdown. I didn't want to, but I did, and it really, it built up a lot of thick skin, which was not good, really not good in the end. So it took me years to soften. This one in particular, this little trick I'm going to teach you today, was a biggie in my life. And I learned this from my meditation teachers, Scott and Nancy McBride from Clear Light Meditation. You can Google them. They are amazing. And they do a ton online. Okay, this one is about having a love object. Now, when Scott first taught it to me, I rolled my eyes. I was like, no freaking way. Can't go there, Scott. Sorry, I am not that sappy. So the love object is someone or something in your life that is, one, a pet, two, a child or baby. But I'm talking child, like toddler child, right? We want to think about one of the cutest things in our lives, and it could be past or present. A cutie that makes our voice change when we speak to it, right? For me, I use my dog, Joey. Rest his little heart. Joey, when I spoke to Joey, I talked differently. My voice raised. My voice got kind of sweet and syrupy. I was so kind and gentle to Joe, right? I'm even changing my voice as I speak to him about him. Over here, Joe. No, come over here, silly boy. What do you want from me? Come on, silly. And I would talk to Joey with this light, syrupy voice, with this kindness and gentleness. And I also talked to my babies that way before they could speak back to me. This is what our love object is. When we can think about how we spoke and how we speak to our love objects, and I love the name because it's so damn sappy, you know, and we turn that towards ourselves. Oh, okay, now here's the trick, for me anyway. Give yourself a nickname or use the nickname you had when you were a child. For me, it was Mimi. So, shedding the dark armor and offering myself more self-love, loving kindness, by talking to myself as if I am a love object, which I am. Mimi, come on, Mimi. So when I do something stupid and I drop my phone, come on, Mimi. Wake up, pay attention, Mimi. Or I say something I don't mean. Oh, gosh, Mimi, it's okay. Next time, be more attentive and pause before you talk. right? When I eat something I know I shouldn't have eaten or ate too much or drank too much or whatever too much or didn't do this or didn't work out or blah, 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 la, la, la. It's okay, Mimi. Let's just give it a try, better try next time. So it goes along with there, there, sweetheart, with hand on heart. You can put them all together and boom, you're going to have a huge loving kindness practice. Or just try one of these at a time. Go slow. Okay, Mimi. It's time to end this podcast, Mimi, because you promised six minutes or less. So I hope these are helpful, my friend, my dear, dear friend. Please let me know if these are working. Check out the details. I've got lots of stuff down there that I'd love to share with you. I'd love you along for the ride. Hey, just get on my email list and you'll stay tuned for everything else. You can do that on my website, carabradley.net. See you next time. Go out there and love yourself. Take care.